While the government is still weighing up the idea of extending this year's St. Patrick's weekend, along with plans for a permanent bank holiday for St. Bridget's Day from next year, concerns have been raised about the impact that it might have on small business. Tánaiste Leo Varadkar spoke on the News at One on Tuesday about the proposed bank holiday. Here's what he had to say.
No formal decision made yet, but what we're working on is a proposal to have a double bank holiday for St. Patrick's Day, so that would be the 17th and 18th of March, and then a new permanent bank holiday for St. Bridget's Day, which will come into effect on 2023. But we just haven't pushed the button on that yet. You know, we're still fighting this pandemic. It's not over yet. And the purpose of the day will be a day, you know, to remember those who've been lost and to recognise all of the people who've done phenomenal work during this period. And it just seems that it's too early to make the decision on that, given that this is not yet over.
I'm joined now by Neil MacDonald, CEO of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association, and Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation. And Elena, for hotels, this, I would imagine, is great news.
Good morning, Claire, to you and your listeners. Good morning, Neil. Yeah, it would be really welcome. I suppose, look, we all feel like we need something to look forward to, as the Tánaiste said there, to kind of recognise the loss and also to thank our frontline workers. And I suppose the timing from a tourism perspective would be really good because it would be the start of, I suppose, of the traditional tourism season. And I think it gives people a great opportunity to build on the great experiences they've had in Ireland over the last 2 years. But the timing is key because it's off-peak. And I think they're the kind of, I suppose, dates that we appreciate and value all the more, and particularly after, you know, the harrowing times that we've endured over the last nearly 2 years now.
And Neil, for small and medium enterprises, you're either facing closure for the day or you're paying premium rates to your staff who are working.
That's always the way, Claire, but I suppose the reality of it is that Ireland is about 2 days off the European average in terms of bank holidays per year. We're at 9 and the European average is 11 to 12. So this isn't a surprise. It is an additional cost, but in terms of the scale of cost that businesses face, they would tend to view energy costs, statutory sick pay that's on the way, and the cost of housing and rent for their employees as far more significant in absolute terms than one extra bank holiday.
Does it give you enough time, your members enough time to plan, given that we don't know for sure even now whether this is happening?
Yeah, I think businesses will have been surprised at the proposal that the St. Patrick's Day holiday on Thursday, the 17th of March, will be extended now for a long weekend, which effectively turns it into a mini Easter break. Great news, obviously, for the hospitality businesses. It will present staffing a cost and other difficulties to a lot of small businesses around the place, though, because we're only 7 or 8 weeks out for it now.
Okay, Elena, it's not an issue for you from a staffing point of view at this stage, this far out, I would imagine, or is it?
No, absolutely not. It's something that you could plan for. And look, it's when you have the 17th on a Thursday, you know, traditionally the Friday is a day that a lot of people would have taken off anyway. So no, I wouldn't see it. And then I think people are looking forward to probably the opportunity to get back and stuck in, you know, because right now it's obviously a little bit quieter in tourism and hospitality given the nature of the restrictions we have.
I have a listener here saying that a bank holiday on the 18th benefits only a few office workers and public servants. Anyone working in a factory or a hospital or a shop or a restaurant won't get the day off. Bank holidays are a privilege of an elite few. Neil, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, that will always be said. I also heard that said in relation to our first responders and our emergency workers, that this doesn't benefit them because they will be rostered anyway. It does, of course, mean that they will get premium pay for working on that day. But that, unfortunately, that's just a characteristic of bank holidays for rostered services.
Mm-hmm. And Elena, when it comes to the hotel business right now, I know January is generally a quieter month, but do you sense confidence coming back, or are people still really worried with case numbers so high?
No, I think despite the hugely challenging times we find ourselves in, there is huge optimism. I suppose that the backdrop right now is we do have this spike. Our health service obviously are trying to cope with that as best they can, and we all have a role to play in terms of supporting that, be it vaccinations and, you know, the restrictions. And I'm very conscious as well of, you know, the progress they're making on the vaccines. And I think we all look forward to the time when public health will improve, you know, whereby the lifting and easing of the current restrictions we have, because they are very tough in the hospitality industry. But if I look at, you know, bookings and the pipeline that are coming in for the summer, primarily from Ireland, and I suppose, again, that builds on the great experiences we've had, there's every reason to be optimistic.
Okay.
in terms of flights ahead.
All right, Elena Fitzgerald-Kane and Neil MacDonald, thank you very much indeed for joining us. John is a farmer in Mullingar. He says, I'll be flat out lambing yows on the 17th, 18th of March. If anyone is free to help me out, it will be great, unless I win the lotto on Saturday. If I win the lotto, my flock is up for sale.